AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Loretta Lynch has been sworn in as the nation's newest attorney general. Lynch was confirmed last week after a lengthy delay in the Senate. She says her success is due to her parents, especially her mother's determination.
My mother grew up in a world where she was always told what she could not do or whom she could not be, but she always knew that she could soar. And she did what would have seemed impossible in that small North Carolina town of her youth.
Lynch, the first black woman attorney general, succeeds Eric Holder. Freddie Gray's funeral getting underway in Baltimore. North Shiloh Baptist Church pastor, the Reverend Harold Carter Jr., opening the service just a short while ago.
Most of us are not here because we knew Freddie Gray. But we're all here because we know lots of Freddie Grays.
More than 2,000 mourners first filed in to view Gray's body before the funeral. He died April 19th, a week after suffering a severe spinal cord injury following his arrest, his death prompting more than a week of marches and protests in Baltimore. Gray's family among the last of those to enter the church. The White House says the head of Obama's Initiative for Young Men of Color will attend. Broderick Johnson, a Baltimore native, will represent the administration along with two other officials. 4,000 people are known dead, thousands more injured in Nepal. The death toll expected to keep climbing as rescue and relief crews reach remote mountain villages. World Vision's Alina Shrestha says that the country should have been ready for the disaster.
It was predicted that after every 75 to 80 years, an earthquake of this scale and this magnitude would hit Nepal. But our government and our country was not prepared.
This is AP Radio News. Opening statement scheduled for this afternoon in the murder trial of James Holmes, the man who killed 12 people, wounded 70 others, at a packed Batman movie premiere in Aurora, Colorado, a Denver suburb, nearly 3 years ago. Holmes has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Legal analyst Scott Robinson says prosecutors will use the fact that Holmes planned the attack to show he knew what he was doing.
Their argument will be that you cannot do this kind of elaborate planning and be legally insane.
Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty if Holmes is convicted. If found not guilty, he will be committed to a state mental hospital. Police say no one was hurt in the school shooting this morning in Lacey, Washington. School district officials say the gunman was apprehended by staffers at North Thurston High School. Police say they are on the scene and have arrested the suspected gunman. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.